So this is a book, Ujjalanilamani, it's a book about love. What love? Divine love. Love divine. The love in the spiritual world. How does God love his devotees? How does God... Now, in Bhakti Rasa Samrita Sindhu, we heard how God loves his friends. How does God love his friends? God Krishna. How does he love his mother and father? How does he love his servants and his juniors, the people that live in his house and wash his clothes and massage him and bathe him and many services they do? So now that was covered. Now, Ujjalanilamani is a whole book about how Krishna loves his lovers. He has many lovers. Krishna in Vrindavan is not married. He's the transcendental playboy, divine playboy. Because you're the best possible translator. This lady is so much devoted, smart. So, how does God love his lovers, Radharani? How does Krishna love Radharani and Vishakha and the and all the devotees? The whole book is about Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras is the divine love of Krishna and its Shakti. Bhagavan Bhagavati Prem Sambandha. So in any loving relationship there is activity which we call Leela. The word Leela means play, divine play, spiritual play. This is called Leela Bhumi. Bhumi means land, and Leela means play. And Bhumi means ground. So, Bhumi, this is the playground. Vrindavan is the playground of God. And when we're little, we're children. Oh, where's your son? I mean, nowadays it doesn't happen because of all crazy times and whatnot. Everyone's locked up in their house and they don't want to go either. They want to sit on a computer or a phone. People use, oh, where's your son? My son's in the playground. He went to the playground. Nearby the house there's some square park and there's some cricket field and some maybe basketball, whatever kind of sport, and those seats and a walking path. Wrestling playing, you know, boys playing. He's in the playground. Oh, he went to the playground. So when God wants to play, when God's creating and killing demons and protecting demigods and devatas and going visiting different great demigods and different planets, and he's very busy. Vishnu is very busy. But when God wants to play, he goes to play. Like I work all week long. I work in Moscow. Okay, I work all week long in Moscow, Monday to Friday. But on Saturday, I go outside in the country. I have a beautiful farm out in the country. What do I there? I relax. I play. I enjoy. No, for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Then I go back to the city of Moscow and I work. So Krishna, he's the form of God that plays. And how does he play? So wonderfully and so beautifully and so amazingly. So it's a play. It's ras. This is the Leela Bhumi, means the playground of God. God's playland. I like it so much. Usually play is children. They say children's play. So this is... Now, we said Leela means play. Play means drama. Drama means, in the modern days, there's not drama much, but everywhere cinema and movies. You call movies cinema? Yeah. And we go there, and when we go and see a movie, or a play, or a television show, and it's a love story, or whatever, the usual movies are always, there's a hero, maybe many heroes, and there's heroines, what we call hero and heroine, but now they just use one term in India, actor. Because of unisex idea. It used to be actor and actress, but that's not acceptable now. So there's male actors and female actors. This is a scene, this is language change. So now you have a hero and a heroine. You know, you understand. I don't mean heroine. that's a different type of different type of intoxication. A heroine also intoxicates the hero. I mean, that's the idea. The woman enchants the man. She attracts the man. And he gets addicted. The man gets addicted to the heroine. So there's heroine. In English, we would say a woman would be called heroine. Heroine. And that drug is called heroin. It goes in. Heroin. And then you go out. It goes in, you go out. I don't know, but I've been told. That's one I missed. We have hero and we have heroine. So this first chapter is called Types of Hero. The hero in this drama, in this lila, in this play, this Nitya Lila of Radha and Krishna, eternal transcendental loving pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, and their divine transcendental bodies, their Satchidananda spiritual forms. So this Nama Krishna Rasagya. So Rasagya means is saying that those that are they know how to taste ras. They know how to experience. Ras means mood, feelings, rapture, but with a sense of astonishment. And we say Madhurya ras or Vatsalya ras. This is the loving relationships, Madhurya, the sweet loving relationship between Krishna and the gopis is called Madhur. Conjugal love, man-woman love, but it's not man-woman, it's Radha and Krishna. Shakti, Shaktiman. Transcendental Lord and His Transcendental Lady, Radha and Krishna. So this Rasagya means that those that can taste this astonishing flavor, the astonishing flavor of divine love, the astonishing mellow and taste and feeling of this loving relationship with Krishna. So this, such people, they can appreciate Krishna's holy name and really taste it. So this is what the first verse is saying. And it says, Krishna's transcendental qualities, Shilano Deepayan, it means deep, you know, deep. Every day we offer deep to Damodar and Radha Krishna, Radha Damodar, whomever. So this Krishna's transcendental qualities means his Shila. Eternally increase the bliss of Krishna's devotees. Saranandam. Ananda means bliss and Sada means sant. Sada means the sadhus. Saranandam. Ananandam gives bliss. The rasa of Krishna's qualities and the rasa of Krishna's name and form and lilas, it gives great bliss to the devotees of Krishna. That's what it's being said in the first verse. And then, so that's about Krishna's name, how the devotees, they experience such great bliss from Krishna's name and his qualities. So that's Nam Rup. And of course that's Nam. Because when we talk about Krishna, we talk about Madhurya Nam, and Madhurya Gun, and Madhurya Rupam, and Madhurya Leelam. And Prema Madhurya, and Leela Madhurya, and Veno Madhurya, Murli Madhurya, Vamshi Madhurya, all the different sweetnesses of Krishna, Leela, Prema, Rupamad, Veno. But here, we're talking about the sweetness of his name and attraction. Now the next line, Rupa Goswami Pada is glorifying Krishna's form, Nija Rupa Rupotsava Dai. This is very nice. Krishna's transcendental form brings a great... Krishna's form is a festival. Krishna's body is a festival. Just like for the lover, the body of the beloved is a festival for him. It's a festival. Festival means music, dance, singing, food, and talks and jokes. And it's called a festival. A parade, Rath Yatra parade, and then chanting and dancing and taking prasad and philosophy. And so in loving relationships of Radha and Krishna, or for the devotees, we see Krishna, we feel a festival. in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Dasama Skanda, or rather 10th canto of Bhagavatam, in Veno Gita, it says Nayanotsav. The gopis are saying, oh, when Krishna comes back, Uttara Goshta Lila, when Krishna returns from cowherding with the in the pastures of the cows and cowboys, gopis, then the gopis see Krishna enter into the village of Barsan or pass through Nandagram, and this is in the Venugita, he says they experience Nayanotsava. Nayanotsava. They experience a festival for the eyes. So you can imagine, we go to Krishna Balaram Mandir, the Mangalarti, and we see Radharani and Krishna, and it's a festival for the eyes. It's a festival. Oh, did you see the deities, as they say? Did you see Thakurji? Did you see Thakurji Radha and Thakurji Krishna and Thakurani Radha? Did you see, really, just say, did you see, if you're really personal, if you're a person, you have a beautiful name, a beautiful name. So we say, did you see Radha and Shyam? Did you see Radharani? Hare, Swamash. Wow. But did you see Krishna? Did you see Shyam? Nija Rupotsava Dai. Just see how much love Rupa Goswami has for the hero, for the Nayak Krishna. This is Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari says, oh, now Rupa Manjari is the spiritual gopi identity of Rupa Goswami Pada, Sri Rupa Manjari. So now this book is being written by, externally, 500 years ago, this book was written by a great sadhu, a great spiritual personality, an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami Pada. But internally, beneath the surface, like there's the external person and the internal person. People externally, they think of me in one way, or they speak about me in one way, or they know me in one way, in many different ways, maybe. But people that know the inside me, that really are my confidants and close friends, then they know the inner me, the heart of mind and my mind and heart, and what I really represent and what I really feel, and maybe even my real behavior and course of action. So now Rupa Goswami is going to write about Krishna, and so externally he's Rupa Goswami writing this book, but internally he's Rupa Manjari, and she Rupa Manjari is assisting Radha and Krishna's. She's all the time assisting the hero. Sometimes she takes Radharani by the hand, Rupa Manjari, and she takes her and gives and puts her in the hands of Krishna. She leads her directly to Krishna. And sometimes when Radharani is angry with Krishna, Radharani's in Man, and she's angry with Krishna, doesn't want to see him or speak to him, then Krishna, he goes to the Sakhis, Lalita Sakhi Vishak, and she says, get lost. You black man, you liar, you cheater. She says, hey Durta Pravara. Durta Pravara means you, Durta Pravar. We say Pravara. Durta Pravara. You are the king of cheaters. You are the king of cheaters. You lampat. Lampat means you're a dirty romantic hero. it means lampat. It means I'm your loyal, faithful wife or girlfriend, and you're running to this one and that one, this one, that one. Then you come back to me. Oh, hi, I love you so much. Ach, you lampat. So this is Krishna. He goes, Radharani, oh Radharani, I love you more than, I don't love anyone more than you, you're my everything. Oh Radharani, you're my everything. I've never been so happy with anyone but you. I can never live without you. You know, the same old thing that people say even nowadays. You know, the same old thing. But so Krishna, it started with him. So Krishna is telling this to Radharani. She says, yeah, that's why there's lipstick on your cheek, and there's kajal on your lips, and lipstick on your cheek, and there's scratches. Yeah, that, I know, I can see how much you love me. Ciao! Ciao, Krishna. Ciao. Just go out of this kunj. Sakis, throw him out. So Lalita Vishaka, hey, Kalu, out. Kalu means black man. Are you black fellow? Ciao. So Radharani is telling this to Krishna. So Krishna says, oh, what to do? The Sakis and Radharani are one team, one joint alliance. How will I get back to Radharani? Who will help me? Who can I confide in? Who can I... So then he goes to the Mandris, to Rupa Mandri and Tulsi Mandri, Das Goswami. Hey, Rupa Mandri, please, I beg you with folded hands, and my tears are rolling down my cheeks. Oh, Rupa, oh, Sri Rupa, please bring me back to Radharani. Oh, listen, you have to follow whatever I say. I'll do anything you say. Please give me the adhikar, make me qualify. I can't meet Radharani. I don't have the qualification. Please give me the qualification. We say adhikar, you know, adhikar, to meet Radharani. Okay, listen. You know, Yogamaya, Purnamasi and I, we will dress you like a gopi. We like very much to see you like this. You'll become Shamala Gopi. Means dark blue, Shamala. Achha. And then, okay, I'll do it. Just see how much love Krishna has for Radharani. Can you imagine some man of this world, if his lady friend jilts him or whatever, gets jilted, you know, she rejects him, or maybe she loves him very much, but she shows an unfavorable mood. She's sulking, or she's in a love peak, like so peak, love sulking, or she's pouting. No, I don't talk to you. No, what happened? What I do? No, I don't want to talk to you. Just go out for a walk. Go to the club. Go see your friends. Go out. I'm not cooking dinner. You go to a restaurant or whatever. Just go. So she's in a love silk. She's not happy. So now, what to do? So now Krishna says, okay, so can you imagine if that man, he's thinking, well, how can I meet my lady friend, my wife, whatever. You know, he'll try some things. Buy some gift. Buy some sweets. Buy some flowers. Try flattery. He'll flatter her, compliment her, or beg forgiveness, and many things, or maybe sometimes call the mother-in-law, or call the mother and father, whatever, many different arrangements, this way, that way. Try to get the wife to be nice, acceptable, and agreeable. And maybe, but can you imagine with that husband, with that man today, would he be willing to dress himself as a lady and come and disguise himself as a lady? Of course, it's not possible. Hide the voice and everything. But anyway, just imagine. Disguise himself as a lady and then come and speak like a lady and say, oh, you know, I'm a friend. You know, I went to school with your husband and I haven't seen him for years, but he said you're love sulking and you're not meeting him. And you know, he just called me on the phone I haven't seen him, but he called me. He was crying. Do you know he was crying? He was crying for you, and he loves you so much. And he was actually begging me, although I haven't seen him in years. He said, "Could you do me a favor? My wife is unfavorable. No matter what, she won't talk to me." And so now this lady friend is speaking to your wife. He really loves you. You know, you should accept him. Okay, well, I'll think about it. Let me think. So then you go back, you know, and then your wife calls you up. Now you take off your disguise and you're the husband. She says, okay, you come, let's talk about it. So now Krishna does, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, God, does the same thing. He dresses up as a lady, but he's God, so he has all powers and mystic powers and everything. So then he can imitate a lady's voice, and he can walk like a lady and move his hands like a lady, you know, like a lady. Like this, you know. And their elbow goes out like this, you know. Men's elbows are like this, you know. They walk like this, you know. Men walk like this, but women, their elbow always goes out when they walk, you know. When women walk, their elbow goes out like this. So Krishna knows all of this. Because he's God. He can walk like a lady, talk like a lady, act like a lady, cry like a lady, whimper like a lady, speak in a high voice like a lady. Everything like that he can do. So Radharani, she actually gets fooled. He's such a good actor, such a good impersonator. We say impersonator. It's called impersonating a lady. He's so good at it. I mean, it's Krishna, God. He's expert at everything. That Radharani's believing it. And she's saying, and then she's believing. And then she says, oh, Lalita, oh, Sakyam, this Shyamala Sakhi is so nice. She's making me feel good about Krishna again. And I'm feeling I should give up my man. And what do you think, Lalita? Can I give up my man? Can I drop my man, my unfavorable love silk and unfavorable mood, contrary against mood? Should I give up? And I'm thinking that at least I want to reward this Shyamala Sakhi. I want to give her some gift. So I think I'll give her my pearl necklace. And my father gave it to me. I have so many necklaces. So I'll give her my pearl necklace. So Radharani starts taking off her pearl necklace to give to Shyamala, the gopi. And then Lalita is looking, and then Lalita, she's very smart, and she realizes, wait a minute, this guy, this cheater, this Kalu has now become a gopi? He's dressed as a gopi, and he's going, and this is that rascal, cheater, liar, lumpa. So then Lalita comes and says, whispers in Radharani's ears, wait, do you know who that is? Do you know who you're about to... you're about to give... This is not a Sakhi. This is that Kalu. And then Radharani, the black fellow, then Radharani says, oh. And then Radharani thinks, and then Radharani just glances at Lalita, and there in the spiritual world, all communication, all transmission of messages and SMS and email, all these things, and voicemail and chit chat and what's down and up and everything. So, Radharani, all the communication there is done by eyes. Eyes. Like you take a picture with a camera, I mean, you take someone's photo and then you have a picture you can show. See, this is me, Amit Radhakund, or whatever it might be. So, in the spiritual world, they take pictures with their eyes, the Sakhis, Manjaris, Krishna. Then they carry those eye pictures to somewhere and distribute them. It's like they send it through the mail, but they carry it as a messenger. Then they give that eye photo. They pass it on to the eyes of the recipient. And this way they convey different things. It's a very high transcendental form of message transmission, of information technology. There are many examples of that which will tell another time from Shastra. So now they communicate through the eyes. So Radharani, she's Lalita whispers in her ear, this is that rascal. Don't give this necklace. So then Radharani, for one second, she glances at Lalita, and in Radharani's glance, she's sending a message through her glance to Lalita. She's saying, oh, hey Lalita, may I drop my man? May I give up my man?